I'm Chris Doyle, and my piece for Creative Time was called Leap, and I made it in 2000. At 2 Columbus Circle, at the time that I made the project, was this beautiful building by Edward Durrell Stone, and it was a really very interesting, very quirky gem of a building.
The building, which is currently being drastically redesigned, was known as the Lollipop Building. Doyle was attracted to its flat facade. On it, he projected the images of more than 400 people jumping into the air. He had filmed people from all of New York's five boroughs.
So if you were standing here, you would look over and you would see these people, and they were about 15 or 20 feet high. And so you would see people and they would stand and kind of get ready and laugh. And then suddenly they would leap into the air, and when they jumped into the air, they had this kind of transcendent, wonderful look on their faces, and then they would just go up the building and disappear, and then the next person would reappear at the base. People said that they didn't think of it when they were jumping, but when they saw themselves projected, they realized that they were like Superman.
Doyle says he thought of the piece as a tribute to the working people of New York. He chose Columbus Circle because it was a public space where trains and people converge. And, unlike Times Square, it was a place where people would be surprised to see a 20-foot person on the side of a building. Looking back now, Leap has other resonance for Doyle as well.
In a lot of ways, the project as a video projection was always this ephemeral project. I mean, it was very ethereal in the fact that people emerged and then they disappeared. And in a lot of ways, the building disappearing and remaining only in people's memories and in photographs mirrors the temporariness of the project. So I have come to accept the fact that everything is just here for a little while and then goes away.